Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. After a season like no other, there's just so much to unpack. We need to keep talking about it all summer long. We are Triple M Footy.
Oh, it's game on! Oh.
Thanks to Brighton's lawyers.
B-O-L-D goal!
This is Triple M's Summer Session.
Welcome back to Hour 3, Maroon and James Hooper. Hoops, we've had a lot of people ask us about NRL 360. It's back on Fox League, obviously, this year.
Yeah, we're back March, Fox League 502. Terrific program. And Benny Eichen, the captain of the show, he'll be back. They've opened the borders, so he got home to Queensland. Maroon, there's some breaking news around the great Benny Eichen over the course of the summer. Of course, Ben, traditionally a teetotaler.
Yeah.
Doesn't touch sugar, really rigid with his diet and super fit, right? But last year, because he had to stay down in Sydney for 3 months when they closed the borders, a couple of us, Paul Kent, myself, and a couple other Fox League types, started to try and corrupt Ben and occasionally twist his arm into having a beer.
Would he have a beer?
He'd have one.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so apparently his old North Sydney and Queensland Maroons teammate, Billy Moore, used to convince him to have a Chivas Regal from time to time. Uh-huh. Only one, again. But anyway, we managed to twist his arm. He started enjoying a Cooper's Pale Ale, which is all organic beer. And anyway, a development over the course of the last few weeks. Mm. Ben is now weekly with his wife Beth sitting down and having a beer.
Right.
At least one.
Right.
Maybe if he really wants to cut loose, he has two.
Do you feel some sense of pride here that the bloke didn't drink at all and you and all your bully mates had to make him feel like he's got to have a drink? Why do you think that's
feel
good?
I think it's good for Ben because I know back in his playing days, he used to enjoy having a good time and having a drink at the right time. Mm. And of course, it's all about drinking responsibly. But Ben's actually said to a couple of our other colleagues that he's now really enjoying time where he just takes the edge off a little bit, has a bit of a relax and enjoys a cold drink.
Good on you, Ben. I hope you're looking after yourself, mate. I'm glad you finally made it home.
Yeah, 100%. He's been back up there holidaying in Queensland, playing a lot of golf, working on his handicap. And, of course, Paul Kent, he'll be coming off the back fence as always, one of the staples of the program. Mate, I think we're going to have Buzz Rothfield back. Brent Reed will be back. You're a big fan of Reedy.
The Seabold sympathiser, Brent
that's
Reed.
That's unnecessary.
Have a word with that
that's
guy.
That's unnecessary. Lara Pitt will be back as well. So, it's going to be a bumper season. We can't wait. And, of course, it all kicks off in round one, leading into round one.
And, of course, Vonnie's there on Sunday night with a rap.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, Vonnie will be back. Michael Ennis will also be on board. And, we're going to dissect it all, Anthony, every single week. How good is it, the greatest game of all? It never, ever goes to sleep.
Yeah, it's only a couple of sleeps away, too. When we return, a little news about around the Canberra Raiders and two DUI players in the squad. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Shane Flanagan. But up next, we've had to move it forward. The phones are gone into meltdown. Maroon Confidential is next as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M's NRL Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. Plenty of news to come, but right now it's time for this.
Psst. This is Maroon Confidential.
Yeah, it's the hottest news segment in radio.
And just before you launch into it, Tom from Tumbiumbi, Daphne from Dorigo, Glenda from Gundagai, social media, the phone lines, everything has gone Bunta, Burko, whatever you want to call it.
What are they saying?
This needs to be nominated for the ACRIS.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Are they the Australian Radio Awards?
They are.
And they're also pushing for some overseas gongs as well.
Yeah, well, I haven't won an ACRIS since 1998, so that would be nice to break the drought. But you know what that's all about is me getting out through the week and just keeping my ear to the ground, what's going on.
You're a man of the people.
I am a man of the people. Yeah. Well, I've got very little else to do at the moment, so, just get out there among the people, help where I can. But it has come to my knowledge that Mark Spud Carroll, who is a friend of the show.
Yes.
Colourful Sydney identity, gym enthusiast, and, of course, a rider of the jet ski.
Loves a jet ski. Loves a Sea-Doo.
Yeah. Well, when bunnies play up on the Central Coast, he gets into the Sea-Doo and just goes up via the Barara waters.
I think he might have lost a couple of mobile phones.
Yes, so I hear.
Bouncing over the waves and whatnot.
Spud Carroll on Maroon Confidential. Spud Carroll receiving chicken noodle soup from his mum after a drama with kidney stones. So here he is in a Sydney hospital. I won't say where, but Spud Carroll's in the hospital bed. The lovely Mrs. Carroll has gone out of, she's gone up to the...
Not Monique, his
no,
mum.
No, not Monique, his
not
mum.
His wife. Yep.
Who they live out Guildford way.
Okay.
She's gone into the local Chinese.
Yep.
At Guildford. Got some chicken noodle soup, taken to the hospital, spoon feeding Big Spud chicken noodle soup. It's a mother's love.
I don't know what to say.
It's a mother's love.
Are you sure about this spoon feeding element?
Yeah, I absolutely am.
You've got eyewitnesses in the hospital.
I absolutely am. Because
you've got eyes and ears everywhere.
When she left.
Well, he had to get the kidney stones. He had to pass them, didn't he? Or get them blasted out. I think from more reports, that's a... Yeah, quite a nasty.
They reckon that's
experience. Have you ever had those, Anthony?
I haven't. Okay. I haven't had them. What about yourself?
No.
They say it's like the equivalent of giving birth.
Okay.
Well, I haven't done that either. So
there's a surprise.
I saw Joey Manu myself personally at East Gardens at the vitamin shop.
Okay. Mm. What was he buying? A bit of magnesium.
I don't know what he was buying, but I said to him, "Joey Maroon, who?" I said, "Triple MNRL." What? He didn't know me. He didn't know us. He just wanted to buy his vitamins.
They leave the us out of it. Mm. He didn't know you. In all seriousness, he probably thought you were some sort of complete pest. Mm. He might have even thought you were off some sort of watch list. That's why he kept his distance. He was trying to be polite.
Yeah. In an effort to make me feel good, my wife said, he probably didn't recognize you under the mask.
That's why we love Christine.
Mitch Moses at the Big Bash having a soft serve ice cream.
Ooh.
The old soft serve.
Soft serve. They are good at soft serve. Yeah. How do you reckon BA will Brad Arthur be all right about that?
I think it'd be better than him having a couple of drinks, you know. Soft serve, couple of freckles on it, maybe some nut. I always used to go for the nuts with the soft serve.
Mm.
Maybe a flake
stuck
in it.
Yeah, put a flake in top. Yeah, on the top. Yeah,
happy days. But who knows? He might have been trying to, you know, rehydrate with a little bit of ice cream.
Mm.
Mm. You look like you had a bit of ice cream in the off season.
I did, Anthony. Yeah, I had a lot of ice cream.
What brand are you recommending?
You got chicken schnitzels. I like a drumstick.
I love a drumstick.
Yeah, my little bloke loves a drumstick, so we go and get a couple.
Daily Cherry Evans, also at the Big Bash.
Ooh, who was in the Big Bash final, Anthony?
Sydney. Perth, Sydney won. The Sydney Sixers won.
Perth Scorchers and the Sixers won, correct.
Oh, I was elated. I was that happy. DCE at the Big Bash having a schooner.
Oh.
Now, I thought this is probably a throwback to the old days of when Roy Masters was coaching Wests and he'd say to Bruiser Clark, he'd say, go and have a couple of schooners in the off-season. He'd say to Dallas Donnelly to beef yourself up.
Yep.
So,
I'll tell you what, the boys didn't miss back in the old days either. Like once they got that green light. I think DCE, he was. I heard that. I think I might have seen that on television. He was spotted with a schooner. It's good to see him out and about. He looked relaxed. He looked responsible.
Anyway, they only have that light beer, don't they, at the...
The mid-strength, I think, yeah. If he was in the members, I think you can get the real McCoy in there.
Adam O'Brien, the coach of the Newcastle Knights,
and
a wonderful man.
Been in the headlines.
Now, you know more about this one than me.
Well, not really. From what I can gather, it's a storm in a teacup. So he's gone to the races, there's been a couple of palookas, a little bit of pelican mixed in as well.
Yeah.
They've carried on and, you know, there's obviously been a couple of words exchanged and believe it or not, these things happen when blokes have a beer from time to time. It was all run and won pretty quickly, wrapped up. And then somebody decided to reach out, to a bloke who is now one of your direct adversaries and rivals, the Mole. The rugby league mole.
Yes.
I think he's now working for Channel 9.
Mm.
In the digital sphere, and so
in the digital sphere,
on the digital platform,
right.
And so the Mole took it upon himself. He quoted a security guard, I think, but didn't name Adam O'Brien, which I think, if you're gonna throw one, you've probably got to name the bloke as well.
Mm.
It all got wrapped up pretty quickly, and as a result. The Knights haven't had to do anything. Adam O'Brien hasn't had to do anything, and it's all blown over.
Well, my man, Willie Peters, is on the coaching staff there at Newcastle, And I mean, not that he would, but I mean, he can throw him. I taught him everything he knows.
Oh, please.
As you know, I taught him everything he knows.
You're normally putting the slipper into Willie Peters. No, you often like to say that after he reported that bag snatching incident that you were involved in when you were spotted down at Maroubra Beach. And they thought an elderly lady was about to have her bag snatched, but it was actually you about to hit the pads with Scotty Geddes.
Yeah.
After Willie reported that, you like to tell people that you had him extricated in Newcastle.
Yes. Well, I did see him in Little Bay the other day, and he made amends. We're buddies again.
He's a good bloke, Willie Peters. One of the great human beings.
This one's the big shh. This one's the big one here.
Oh, this is the big shh.
Apparently, an NRL coach.
Ooh.
Has gone blowing up on Messenger or WhatsApp.
Ooh.
Blowing up at the players about going out and partying without his permission.
Right.
Only to find out he had it all wrong.
Oh, no.
You know anything about this one?
A loose carry. Mm. Oh, okay. I did get a bit of a whisper, yeah, that somebody might have accidentally... got things a little bit mixed up, and there were some reports, which, you know, there's always reports over the course of an off season that maybe some players were out having a beer or whatever. And I think the coach wanted to lay down the law in terms of discipline. Gave the playing group a fair bake straight off the bat, only to then
find out
when he did some further investigative homework, discover that actually they hadn't really been doing anything wrong at all. And he'd probably gone off like a bit of a cheap alarm clock.
Did he apologise?
Well, this is Maroon Confidential, not my segment, Anthony, so you tell me.
But NRL, I mean, Fox League pay you to be a journalist, and I'd like to think that every now and then you do deliver for them. I mean, us.
I try not to get too involved in the tidbitty, gossipy scuttlebutt.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I like the football.
Yeah.
I like the football side of the game.
Mate, when you and Paul Kent and Gordon Tallis get together, it's like a sewing circle.
Yeah, and who's in charge of that?
Well,
you palooka.
Let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll get serious on the Triple M NRL Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
This is the NRL Summer Session. We're looking at rugby league across the summer. Thanks to our friends at Bryden's Lawyers, Maroon and James Triceps Hooper. Raiders players, a couple of them have made the headlines in the capital for DUI charges. Corey Horsbrough, who's a player who missed a lot of last year injured, and Corey Harawira Naira. Now, one of them still has to face court. One's gone low-range DUI, but this is not the ideal way for the Green Machine to start what could be a very promising season, Hoops.
No, it's not the ideal way to begin the year, Anthony, but I still think the Raiders are in for a blockbuster season ahead. Their coach, Ricky Stewart, hasn't mucked around, got straight on the front foot last week, addressed it, and has confirmed that both of those players will be stood down for at least the opening game of the season. So the Raiders are one of those clubs that they have really strict standards that are driven in-house a lot of the time by their senior playing group. And they've clearly reacted to the fact that the boys have made a bad decision. And as a result, they're going to miss football, which when you're a professional player is the worst punishment of all.
Well, it's interesting though, Hoops, what Ricky Stewart said here. He says, it's not my job to keep a position in this team. It's their job.
Correct.
So he's just sort of throwing it straight back on them.
Yeah, he's putting it, which I like. That's a coach, right? Coaching. He's saying to the players, right, you're grown men, you're adults. You want to go out and make bad decisions? Well, there'll be consequences.
Yeah.
And the consequences are, well, you're going to miss football games. In the case of Corey Harawira and Ira, like Corey Horsbrough, yes, he's done the wrong thing. He's coming off a major injury, but on the Richter scale, I reckon the Corey Horsbrough one's only about a 0.05. Corey Harawira and Ira got done high-range drink driving off the back of all the problems that he got himself in last year at the start of preseason. He probably does need, you know, like that is a bit on the Richter scale. Mm. That is starting to, that's more than a murmur.
Yeah.
That's, you know, time to sharpen up and try and get your house in order.
But you think the Raiders will get through this early in the season? They have the depth to get off to. They're playing your West Tigers in game one.
They'll miss Corey Harawira Naira because as far as I understand it, he's going to replace John Bateman on that right edge as that right edge back rower. Mm. So they're big shoes to fill. And look, Corey at his best is one of the best back rowers in the competition. But You know, he was a little bit off the pace last year because he missed a lot of football early on when he was suspended. And I'd be thinking that, you know, with this little setback, he'll really want to make sure that when he does eventually return to the field, he's having a red hot crack.
Okay, all the talk this week has been around Shane Flanagan. And now, like it or not, we've got two teams that have sort of surfaced and he's been linked to, obviously, a return to the Sharks. But then the other one that's getting a little bit of momentum here, Hoops, is a maybe Parra might be interested.
Yeah, and I guess, look, Shane Flanagan's got a lot of high-profile supporters, including the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, who have really pushed his case hard behind the scenes. Alan Jones, broadcasting legend, is another person who has also really gone into bat for Shane and the fact that he should be given a third chance in terms of getting another opportunity in the NRL. Peter Volandis came out late in the week and confirmed that, you know, Shane Flanagan would be allowed back. And if a club does decide that they want to sign him, well, the NRL will look at that case and, in all likelihood, give him the green light. It's interesting around the Sharks and Parramatta because I don't see him going back to the Sharks. I reckon he's a snowflake's chance in hell of going back there. I just think that the club, like, he had two cracks as head coach. One, he got embroiled early days in all the peptide scandal and ended up getting suspended over that. And that obviously cost the club a hell of a lot. They bounced back. He came back. They backed him in after that loose carry and he won a premiership. Their first in the history of the club in 50 years, in their 50th year in existence. It was like you couldn't script that narrative. It was genius the way that it played out. They had a group of senior players then, James Maloney, Luke Lewis, Michael Ennis.
Paul Gallen,
Ben Barber to a lesser extent. But they had this really quality, seasoned, hardened, tough group of senior players who drove standards and who brought a number of young guns. I'm not putting Wade Graham into that young gun group because he was a little bit more established, but the likes of Jack Bird, Valentine Holmes, this group of players, they brought them together and they just went on an epic ride. And in fairness to Shane Flanagan, he presided over all of that. Like, he was the head coach, but he did have some damn good senior players also driving the bus in that respect as well. But I just feel as though since then, after he then got pinched again for communicating with the club and, you know, that let's not forget, Cronulla were also punished for salary cap infringements as well, even though they were salary cap compliant on grand final day, they were also punished. And John Morris has had to clean up that mess and deal with having to play significantly under the salary cap over the course of the last 2 years because of the punishments handed out by the NRL. So I get the feeling as though there's zero appetite at the Sharks to go back to that well again, to the Flanagan well again. I think they've moved on. I think the club, things are starting to really look up for the Sharks. Like, for a long time there, the Sharks were always talking up the development. Oh, wait till the development's done. Wait till this, wait till that. And the league's club's currently, you know, undergoing a massive makeover. But they've bought into other areas. They've got smart business people in at the helm and driving things at the club. And I get the feeling as though they really are starting to go in different directions. Luke Lewis has been appointed as an assistant. So's Paul Gallen. Both great appointments. I get the feeling as though I don't think they want to go down that road again. Mm.
But you'd have to feel for John Morris here, put under all this speculation. Here's a bloke, as you said, he's been coaching a team that have been under all this salary cap pressure. He hasn't been able to get anywhere near a salary cap team, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
They've made the finals in the last couple of years. Yeah. I know they've scraped in, but all things considered, he hasn't done a bad job.
I think most tellingly, they couldn't beat a top eight side last year. So, yes, they made the finals, but they didn't beat a top eight side. So you're not really mixing it up with any of the big boys.
So, sorry, Hoops, if they replaced Bomber, which I hope they don't, but who are you thinking?
I think
Cameron Serraldo?
I think the contenders are Craig Fitzgibbon, Cameron Serraldo, and Paul Green.
Right. Okay.
Probably in that order. Mm-hmm. And because let's bear in mind, Paul Green's just been appointed as the Queensland Maroons coach, and he's going to have his hands full with State of Origin in that series this year. But I think I just cannot see the Sharks going back to Shane Flanagan. I feel as though the club has moved on from that time. Take nothing away from what he achieved there. He won the club, their first ever premiership in the history of the Sharks in their 50th season. It was genius. It was epic. It deserves to be celebrated. But at the same time, I can't see the club, given the way that they've moved forward since his departure, his most recent departure. I just don't think they're going to go back there. The Parramatta one is interesting, Anthony, because it emerged that perhaps Shane Flanagan could be in line to replace Brad Arthur. Now, BA is under contract this year and next year. He signed an extension last season when the Eels were going well. They stretched him out for another 12 months. So he's got, at the moment, he's signed with the Eels until the end of 2022. There is a theory that if Parramatta don't make the top four and, you know, they don't have a red hot crack at breaking the duck, stretching back the 1986, that he's going to be under pressure. I don't subscribe to it. Their CEO, Jim Sarantinos, came straight out on the front foot as soon as this story made headlines a couple of weeks ago and said, BA is our coach. We are backing him in. Thankfully, he didn't utter out that famous death knell, the full support of the board. Mm-hmm. To me, it was enough that I think Brad is safe for now. And unless the wheels completely fall off and they don't make the eight and it turns completely oblong, I think BA will be the coach at Parramatta beyond this season.
Okay, just to end this off, Jimmy Tamo is the new captain at the West Tigers.
Yeah, great appointment. The Tigers are obviously starting to evolve as a club. And Jimmy Tamo, one of their key signings this season, experienced forward, played for New South Wales, played for Australia, won premierships, captained the Panthers last year into that grand final. So I think it's a smart appointment. Moses Mbai was their skipper last year and used to alternate the role at times with Benji Marshall. Two terrific players, both senior figures. But from all reports, Moses has been flying this year in preseason training at fullback, which is fascinating because now they've signed Dane Laurie. They finally got the player swap deal done to get Dane Laurie to the club. But I get the impression as though Moses has been so good over the summer, he'll probably start the year at number one and the fullback jump is basically his to lose. He made the decision. He thought it was going to be better for his football personally if he didn't have to worry about the leadership role. And so that's why Michael Maguire has decided to go in a different direction and appoint Jimmy Tamo. Smart play. I think it's a good move for the club.
And West Tigers fans, Hoops, would be interested to know where the club sits salary cap now with obviously Joshy Reynolds has gone to the UK, but still, am I right, Russell Packer, Moses Mbai.
This is why Maroon Confidential has taken off so much.
Yes.
Because you're starting to get a little bit of the Ray Martins, the Mike Munros, about these smart pointed questions.
Yes.
It's a great question.
Well, that's,
it's,
you know,
a terrific question. They have got,
thanks, Hoops,
from what I've heard, I think they've got about 800,000 up the sleeve.
Right.
Yeah, to spend. So that's, I think at the moment they're just monitoring the market. And if a decent player was to fall out at this stage of the season and they could go in and sign them, I think they would.
Okay, we'll leave it right there. And good luck to you, West Tigers fans. You deserve to make the eight. It's
black
been a long time.
Black and gold never fold, Anthony.
Well,
as the great Laurie Nichols used to say, black and gold never fold.
Do you still think Leichhardt Oval is, you know,
eighth wonder of the world?
You're joking.
And Campbelltown Stadium, damn good venue as well.
Mate, the eighth
wonder. Nest. You should get out in the Nest at Campbelltown.
Oh, mate, I'd go to Campbelltown, but I wouldn't go to Leichhardt Oval. There's nowhere to park and you can't get out of there.
You're a palooka, honestly.
And by the way,
if they had whinging as an Olympic sport, you'd be on the dais.
That's
gold,
what my wife says.
Silver and bronze. Thank you, Christine. Miss Portugal 1984, you have my full support.
We'll take a break and come back with more. It's the Triple M NRL Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M's NRL Summer Session. Thanks to our friends at Bryden's Lawyers, where they commit, protect and succeed. We are back on deck for season 2021. Hoops and I have both signed significant two-figure deals to be in here every week. Now, we're going to talk about our clubs in focus. The Melbourne Storm, it seems to me, Hoops, that the Melbourne Storm, we said once Billy Slater goes, they'll start to taper off. Then we said the same about Cooper Cronk. Then we said the same about Cam Smith. Cam Smith, we still don't know what he's doing. But, I mean, you're a brave man if you want to write off the Melbourne Storm.
I think a lot of people said the same when the Big Four, back when G.I. was still there before he went to the Bunnies and won a premiership with them 2014. But, look, they're a juggernaut. They are a machine. They're a club that polarises the rugby league landscape a lot. Their loyal members and supporters are fiercely passionate about the club and everything great about them. But they have got their critics. Their style of defence has obviously drawn huge analysis and critiques over the years because of the amount of wrestling, the way that they slow down the ruck area. They are experts at that. But the big question around the departure of Cameron Smith is how will they go? Look, to me, it's going to be pretty seamless. And I'm not understating the influence and the control and the magnificent career that Cameron Smith carved out. But Harry Grant and what we saw from him last year with the West Tigers, his introduction into State of Origin football was kick the door off the hinges good. It was frightening how smooth, slick, and just how much he looked as though he belonged in that arena. So I'm expecting Harry Grant to have a gangbusters season. Throw in the cheese, Brandon Smith, Dale Finucane, Jesse Bromwich, Jerome Hughes really came of age as a halfback last season. He's another one that is a manufactured halfback, played a lot of his football coming through the grades as a fullback, but they needed somebody to replace Cooper Cronk. They tried Brodie Coffe. That experiment didn't work. Then they land on Jerome Hughes leading into the finals in 2019. That doesn't quite get them into the grand final, but last year they get it right. They win another premiership. Bellyache's a freak as a head coach, and yeah, there will be some distractions for the Storm because there's a lot of headlines already around what's Bellyache going to do. Is he going to, you know, take the money on offer from the Broncos? I've heard other clubs as well have even bumped him as well and tried to suggest possible options. But I think his heart, you know, he's had so much success with that club. He is Melbourne, and I think in all likelihood he'll probably agree to a one-year extension. So we'll see him. This is supposed to be his last year this year. I think he'll still probably go on again next year as a head coach. Then he'll roll into that coaching coordinator, director, mentor, whatever you want to call that position role. But they have had some distractions because their CEO leaves. He's going to go and join the Brisbane Broncos. Their owner, Matt Tripp, has played hardball in relation to that and hasn't been prepared to let him go without a fight. So he's currently on gardening leave. So there's going to be some off-field distractions for the Storm, but they have proven over the years they've been able to handle them. And no doubt they're going to be up among the contenders. Anthony, how do you see it?
Well, I was just going to go through these losses. Shandor Earls retired. Obviously, Big Tino's gone to the Gold Coast. Paul Momorowski's gone to the Panthers, as you mentioned earlier. It's now official. Paul Momorowski's been to more clubs than he's played first grade games. Fat Albert Vitae is off to the UK and Vunivalu off to the rugby. So I think Tino maybe having their time again, they might have wanted to hang on to him. They bring into the club Georgie Jennings. I'll be interested to see how Remus Smith goes at Melbourne.
I reckon he'll go gangbusters. I think he'll have a big season. He's the type of player who he's a good quality first grade player at the moment, but he's one of those players. I wouldn't describe him as a rough diamond because he's already shown enough already, Remus, that he is a quality player, but he's one of those players who he'll go to the Melbourne Storm and all of a sudden in that system with a little bit of Craig Bellamy expertise and some love from their general manager of football, Frank Panisi, and all the other key people down there, his game will go to another level.
So if I ask you the question, Hoops, not can they win the premiership again, can they make the grand final in 2021, the Melbourne Storm?
Yeah, for sure. I think they could. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they will, but I think they absolutely, I think it wouldn't stun me whatsoever if Melbourne were up there.
You would fair dinkum be the greatest fence
sitter.
Well,
what are you saying,
mate? Well, hang on a
what
second.
Are you saying?
Hang on. We asked you 2 weeks ago. We asked you 2 weeks ago who's going to come last.
Yeah, and I said the Dragons.
And you said no one. No one's going to come last.
Go back to the audio. Don't make me start going back to audio again because I'll get out all your cuts from last year, all the faux pas, all the loose carries, all the stupid bets. Mate, the players are still laughing about that bet. They loved it, the Sex Change Cup.
Listen, don't say...
Will they make the grand final?
Will they? Yes or no? Not anything can happen. You know, the Titans could make
it. I'm saying no.
No, they won't make the grand final.
No, I think the grand final will be South Sydney and the Canberra Raiders.
Okay, that's what I think too. There you go. We agree on one thing.
That concerns me a lot. I might hang on a minute. I might have a rethink.
Well, that's it for us for the NRL summer session. Next week, we've got the All-Stars game. The Triple M NRL commentary team will be on deck for that. Hoops, we'll see you again on Sundays for the Sunday show.
Sunday sin bin. Cannot wait, Anthony. Tune in round one. Gordon Tallis and Paul Ken will both be coming off the back fence.
If what I'm hearing about Gordy's correct, mate, he's put on a couple of kilos.
I'm hearing he might want to shoulder charge you into the grandstand after that sort of a statement.
Well, I'm only hearing, I mean, I can help him out, but apparently what I'm hearing is they've both put some weight on.
Okay.
They're telling me Paul Kent looks like Andy Capp.
Take it back. I can deny that. That's garbage. Not true. False. Fake news.
I'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Can't wait.
As Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.